Let me first of all just welcome everyone who is on the call. We are so grateful to have you and appreciate you taking this time in a busy holiday season to join this call, and we are so excited about having our guests with us. First of all, I am here with Steve Lund, Vice Chairman of the New Skin Board of Directors, Executive Director of Nourish the Children, Executive Board Member of the New Skin Force for Good Foundation. As well, I believe on the line we have Truman Hunt, our President and CEO, and also we have Moses Kombe, who's a great friend of New Skin. Moses is currently working on a doctoral degree in the United States. He's worked with us and Napoleon Zombe to help with our humanitarian efforts in Malawi. He's in Malawi right now for the holidays, and I believe he will introduce our very special guest today, which is the Right Honorable Mrs. Joyce Banda, the Vice President of Malawi. Are you there, Moses?
Yes, I'm here.
Please proceed.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Moses from Malawi. I'm sure you know me. We've worked together for a long time. And it is my pleasure tonight, here in Malawi, it's tonight, I know in Utah it's morning, and I know we have a couple of people in different parts of the world, we are in different time zones, but I just want to greet you all. It is my pleasure tonight to introduce Honorable Joyce Banda, who is the Vice President of the Republic of Malawi, and she's also the founder of Joyce Banda Foundation. Just in brief, Honorable Banda is one of the very successful women in Malawi, and she has also done a very good job in helping women by helping them to start businesses. She has helped over 50,000 women in Malawi to start their businesses in Malawi, and she also started Joyce Banda Foundation, where she has over 1,000 children living there. In addition to that, Joyce Banda Foundation also started some orphanages where children receive food, and that's where the vitamin which you are donating to Malawi is being used for. She's here tonight to talk to you about the impact of vitamin in Malawi, because the Joyce Banda Foundation is one of the beneficiaries of the vitamin. I know I can talk much about her, but I don't think it's wise for me, but I'll leave it up to her to talk to us what she's been doing and what her future plans are, and also to talk more about the vitamin in Malawi. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Moses, and thank you, Madam Vice President, for joining us today. Just by way of further introduction to our several hundred distributors that are on the phone with us today.
Yes.
Mrs. Banda, we are business people who are trying to figure out how to leverage our business lives to do some good in the world. There, as most of you know, distributors, one of Africa's biggest problems is a problem of leadership, of people of large capacity who will be selfless in their service, and there's a problem that there isn't enough of that going on. It's our sense that Vice President Banda is one of those people who is constantly looking out for the good of her people, and she's been a wonderful asset to us in trying to leverage our good there. Mrs. Banda, may I ask you, as a businesswoman who has spent her career, first of all, building the economy of your country and then leveraging that the business successes you've had into public service, can you tell us something about your business life, about what brings you to this place?
First, let me take this opportunity to greet you all, but I must pay special tribute to New Skin. I don't think I'll ever be able to explain enough what New Skin, the impact of their program here in Malawi is making on the lives of our children and the vulnerable people. My name is Joyce Banda. I started out in the civil society. I came up from an abused marriage. After 10 years, I walked out and started my own business. So that was in 1981. Then I got married. And running my own business and with the support of my husband, by the year 1985, it became apparent to me that economic empowerment of women is the key to social and political empowerment. And I felt that I had become now empowered, and I was now in my second marriage, but I was in a position to contribute to the decision-making at household level. I was in a position to make choices, critical choices, about my life, because I had become economically empowered. I therefore set out to reach out and help other women. I shall forever be grateful to the government of the United States of America, because in the year 1989, March, they sponsored me to come to the U.S., where I had the opportunity to interact with other women's organizations. It became very clear to me after that trip that that's what I needed to do back home, was to mobilize women and to see how we can work together. I was thinking at that time that it was just going to be 100 women. We were going to pull our resources together. We were going to act as a pressure group to force government to give us equal opportunity with men, especially in business opportunities. But when I came back home, we were under the dictatorship that time, and the president then insisted that they needed to take us out first, and it took them 18 months to vet us and to ensure that we were not forming another political party. By 1990, December, is when we were only allowed to operate in Malawi. And so USAID stepped in and assisted us with a car, our first office, our capacity to travel countrywide to make sure that I mobilize women, because Dr. Banda, who was the president then, gave a directive that if we wanted to form an organization, it had to be a national organization. Looking back now, I think he was just trying to overwhelm us so that we look at that task and feel that we can't do it and we should give up. But with the help of USAID, I went countrywide, mobilized women, told them time had come for us to change our lives, to do something about our situation. I can't even begin to go back into what our situation was. That's another, I think I'll take too much time. But it suffice to say that from there, starting one step, going one step at a time, assisting women, we went from 5 women to 50,000 women by the year 1997. And that's the reason why I received the Africa Prize for Leadership for the Sustainable End of Hunger. The prize money was only $50,000. When I brought that money back, I said it wasn't mine. Going out in the villages, in the rural areas, what was very clear to me as I worked in the organization that I had formed, the National Scene of Business Women, was that in all the villages I went to, it was only women at grassroots. Men were in town working as teachers and doctors and so on and so forth. Because when the resources were low at household level, boys went to school, the girls didn't go. And I had made up my mind then that if there was any other area that I wanted to contribute to in my country, was towards children's education. So I took the 50,000 prize money, brought it back, and started the Joyce Banda Foundation. It was then at the peak of the HIV/AIDS pandemic as well. And Malawi ended up with 1.2 million orphans. And it was while I was struggling with what I should do exactly, I met Napoleon Zombe. And when I met Napoleon Zombe, I also met Moses Kombe. And I went to their place in Doha and discussed with them how they could assist me feed our children, because I felt that the first 6 years of a child is the most critical time, when her brain is being formed and her future depends on those 6 years. And if this child has lost both parents, then it is, and for me, it's a moral obligation to do something about it. But I didn't have the means. $50,000 was not enough. To cut a long story short, now we are 13 years from 1997, 1998, and what we have done so far is that the Joyce Banda Foundation has 2 schools in Blantyre, where we have 1,000 children in school, but we also are one of the only 3 in the country with a free secondary school in Zomba in the rural area, and we have 26 orphan care centers around the country. And I'm grateful to Napoleon and Moses, because through the, from New Skin, and through the Save the Children USA in Malawi. They provide to us about 6,000 packs of the Vita meal. And we feed our secondary school students, and we feed our children who are now about 4,500 in our orphan care centers. Our intention is to reach 10,000 children, but we are also engaged in a growth monitoring program. And so Vita meal is not just a meal that the child will eat. What we are proud of as Malawians, what gives us great joy and gratitude, is the fact that we monitor the child from the time she or he begins to receive vitamins to eat the porridge in the school, in the orphan care center. You can see that at the end of 3 months, the child is not the same again. And as a result, we are overwhelmed, even at grassroots. When we are feeding these children, we find that children from now, from other schools, graduates of our orphan care centers who have now gone to primary schools, they end up coming to have a meal. So to cut a long story short, it is that work in the civil society. The Joyce Banda Foundation now has 16,500 beneficiaries. And we are in food security, we are in sanitation, water, person project, but at the end of the day, what is the program at the heart of the Joyce Banda Foundation is the establishment of youth development centers where we have these orphan care centers where our children from the ages of 2 to 6 come to attend nursery education, and from there they go to primary school. I thought I should stop there and maybe wait for questions. I'm going on and on and on. It's my favorite subject, but that's so.
Wonderful, and that was a wonderful introduction to the wonderful partnership that we have with you and some other charities in Malawi. You know, the purpose of this call is to inspire these hundreds of our leaders that are on the phone to contribute, continue to support these activities, and to encourage their other people to also support. I wonder, you talk about 16,500 beneficiaries of our program, of the Vitameal program. Can you think of a specific story about a child that you have seen benefit from the Vitameal program?
Yes, not one, many. But I would like to talk about one child. This child, her father and mother were having marital problems. And the mother packed her bags, which is rare in Malawi. Usually we are mentally conditioned to take any abuse as women, but she got tired and left with her children, and but then she, because of having no means to send the children to school, she phoned her husband to say she wanted to get school fees, and the husband said, well, come and get the school fees at my house, and the wife decided that she wouldn't go alone, so she took along her uncle, and when they got there, the man said, well, I'm not going to allow the uncle in, and the children, they will stand outside, but you, my wife, come in so that I give you the money. When she got in, he set her ablaze, he poured petrol on her and set her on fire. In the process, he also caught fire, his clothes caught fire, so the two of them ended up in hospital with very serious burns. The husband died a week later. The wife, unfortunately, lived a year and died a year later. Now, the children ended up with a grandmother. And so it became incumbent upon me to make sure that I look after the children. And so the first was to make sure that they go to school. And so they ended up at the Joyce Banda Foundation. And so we've been providing free education to the children and also Vitameal for them to have a nutritious meal. Yeah, so this child now Paula is now in Form 4. And a very, very brilliant child. And I have no doubt whatsoever that this child is going to go from there to university.
Well, that's a very gripping story.
Yeah.
Thank you for the good.
Most of the children that that benefit from this vitamin, as far as the Joyce Banda Foundation is concerned, I don't know about other institutions, but even our secondary school of 200 children who are going to school free, All those children are coming from child-headed households where they have lost both parents, and usually they are maybe with a grandmother. I have got a documentary that we've just made, and I hope that I can be able to send it. I'll give it to Moses when he travels to the U.S., because I think one clip in that documentary, they are showing the people cooking the bitter meal and distributing it to the children. And I just sincerely believe, I don't know what I can say to all those who are supporting New Skin in this program all over the world. I don't know what I can say to make them feel what is on the ground here. How this opportunity for a child to have a nutritious meal is very critical to the child in a place where they don't have another means, where they don't even know their next meal.
You're doing a pretty good job of helping us feel that, Mrs. Madam Vice President.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about Vitameal specifically. It's a rather unique food source. Can you describe the difference between Vitameal as a food source to some of the other aid contributions that you receive?
Well, you know, in our case, we don't receive any other food donations to the Joyce Banda Foundation. It's only Vitameal that we receive from that comes to us through the Feed the Children U.S. But we have had our own sources before, where we have bought maize and we have given the children a meal a day. But it's not the same, because we couldn't afford then to have a balanced diet. What we have found with Vitameal is that we don't even need to give them anything else. We just need to give them the Vitameal. If they have that one meal a day, I insist on them having, because the 4,500 children in our orphan care centers all don't have parents, all have lost parents. So they are orphans, and some of them are in guardian families. And my problem is that sometimes they get those guardian families, because they are being abused, they don't get a second meal. So we find that more than half of our children, it is only that one meal a day. But you find that they do better health-wise and growth-wise than when we give them our ordinary food, because of the lack of balanced ingredients in the food that we were giving them before. So that's the difference we have noticed, and that is why we are very proud about our growth monitoring program, because we keep chats and we submit those to Save the Children when we go to request for the next allocation of food packs. We submit a growth sheet where we show a child where she was last month and where she is now and where she'll be next month, that kind of thing.
Well, that's a very humbling thing that you're describing thousands of children who, if they eat in a day, it's only because of the contributions of these folks on the phone.
Yes.
Thank you for that insight.
That's true.
Well, let me just ask you this. Your school is intended to try to bring these children out of devastation and into a place where they can provide for themselves. What does it take for someone to gain food security and financial security in Malawi?
Oh, my God. At grassroots in Malawi, as you know, 65% of Malawians live under the poverty line, which means they live on less than a dollar a day. So in a household where you don't have parents, and in Malawi we are talking about 1.2 million children having no parents, and out of those, it's between 11 and 12% of those are in child-headed households. So a child maybe of 12 is looking after four siblings. So for them to even imagine getting out of poverty is a dream that's unreachable. I mean, I just don't see how, unless you give them hope by giving them education, and that's what I have insisted in doing, and that's what I'm trying to do, provide free education. Because the tragedy here is that the secondary education is not free. And you find that a girl child goes to the free primary school all the way to standard 6 and standard 8, and then she doesn't have parents. She is looking after other siblings. The task is so overwhelming, and she doesn't even know where to get her income to pay school fees, let alone to buy food just to survive. So she just drops out. The unfortunate bit is that in that community, the pressure then begins to mount at that point. Because at that point, then she has no school to go to. She's only 13, 14, 15. The next thing is to get married. And then when she gets married at that age, the next thing is to have a child. And so when she gets a child early, her body is not mature. Then we get death through childbirth. So we go back to maternal health, to maternal death. And we are the second highest in Africa. So coming back to your question, it's a very difficult question for me to respond, because at the level, at the our beneficiaries, at the level that they're at, to even imagine them getting out of poverty through economic activities is a wild dream. But for me, the only hope that comes in is when you send this child to school. And so for me, to take a child at standard 8 and put her in a school for 4 years is not only because I'm thinking about her future. I'm taking away this child from possible death. I'm keeping her away from marriage for 4 years so that she can go to school and stay until she's 18. So for me, I'm prepared to make that sacrifice. But this child then comes from a house where she has no food, she has to struggle. So the hope that she has, what she looks forward to, is to come to a school where she will not only get education, but she will get a free meal. And that's where Vita Meal comes in.
If the answer to that question were easy, I guess everybody would have solved this problem a long time ago, wouldn't they?
I know.
It feels to us that you have the right ingredients to provide hope for these children. First, they need healthy bodies and healthy minds to take them into adulthood. And secondly, they need education that will help them to sort out those problems. You and I may not know the answers, but these very children that you're rescuing are likely to be the ones that come up with the solutions.
There's a child that came to the Joyce Panda Foundation when I first started in 1998, and she was one of the three first students that came. She had both her parents. And when she went to the urban school, because the urban school, the children help to make a contribution. And it is that contribution that helps me to look after the children at grassroots, the orphan care, the 26 orphan care centers. That's how we buy blankets for them and so on. So the contribution here in the Blanta school at that time was the $20 a term. So after that one term, the second term, I asked the headmistress, so that I could reward the best student of the previous term. And the teacher said, no, but the best student of the last term, because by then now we had 50 students. The best student left. I said, what happened? She says, no, she was one of the first three. And the daughter left because she couldn't make the $20 donation, because contribution, because she lost both parents. I said, but you didn't tell me, so you need to go out and find this child. And they told me, no, she comes from 10 hours away. I said, no, I don't care. They went out, they got they brought her into school. We put her on a good meal, the vitamin, and we also paid her school fees. Hello?
Yeah, anybody on my call? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Manda?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
we had a little interruption there, but you're back.
I know. Yeah, so we took her back. She came back. We took her back. We put her on the free meals, the Vita Meal, free education. She was the best student from 4 months. She was the best student in the government exam. She was selected to go to university. She did a degree in the agricultural economics. She got a scholarship to go to Makerere University in Uganda. She did her master's degree. She's back here, and now she's working and looking after her siblings. For me, that's a very successful story, because not only did she make it in education, she grew up well, she came from a childhood household, but she made it, and she's now a graduate, she's working, now she's sending some of her siblings to school.
And now, rather than being part of the problem, she's very much part of the solution, isn't she?
Yeah, part of the solution, yes.
On the phone with us, Madam Vice President, is Truman Hunt, who's our field general here at New Skin, the president and CEO. Can I just verify, Truman, are you here? We're hoping to bring you
Steve,
into
I'm
this
on,
conversation.
Steve, I'm on the call.
Please, do you have any follow-up questions for the good Vice President?
Well, good morning, Madam Vice President. It's very nice of you to join us on the call.
Hello.
Let me wish you a very Merry Christmas from a million members of the Nu Skin family who are operating in 52 countries around the world. I was struck by the work of your foundation in helping to improve the plight of women and women's empowerment. You might be interested to know that not only do we share a passion for helping children, but Nu Skin is also very involved in the empowerment of women as well. As a majority of our million or so, yes, Moses.
You've lost Honorable Banda. She's not on the line right now.
Okay. Well,
shall we wait for a moment, or have we lost her?
Yeah, no, we lost her. You know, you need to call her again.
She
can hear you, but she cannot hear you.
Okay, let us beg everyone's patience for a moment, and we'll try to reestablish that contact and rejoin you in a moment.
Okay.
Moses, while we're waiting, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay.
Moses, let me ask you a question that you might be able to address for those who are on the call. Madam Vice President Banda is obviously very familiar with the Vitamil program. I'm wondering whether she's also familiar with the work that's going on in Mitali Manja Village and with the agricultural education that's happening there. Do you know if she's aware of that?
Yes. Yeah, she knows
probably. Okay, we're back together again. Vice President Banda, are you still with us? Truman, are you back too?
Yes, I'm here.
Please continue with that comment.
Well, I was just saying, Madam Banda, that Nu Skin shares another common mission with you in promoting the empowerment of women. You might be interested to know.
Okay.
You might be interested to know that a majority of our million or so distributors around the world are women. And are people who are doing their best to provide for their families and provide for their children the quality of life that they seek. So we have multiple things in common, as it turns out.
Yeah, wonderful.
I was also wondering, Mrs. Banda, whether you're aware of the work that the Nu Skin family is doing in Mitali Manja Village there in Malawi, with the education that's happening at the agricultural school there.
School of Agriculture and Medicine, if you know something about it.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Yes, Madam Banda, I just wonder whether you're aware of the work that's being done in Mitali Manja Village.
I had a long chat with him. What
my question is, what is the need for this? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. It's best if you can talk directly into the receiver. I think we'll hear a little better. Mrs. Bond, are you still there?
Okay, can you hear? I'm here.
Moses, the it's kind of popping in and out, what we're hearing from Mrs. Banda.
Mrs. Banda, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
So Truman's question was, I think you started to respond to the question about what you know about the Mitali Manja Village.
I'm saying that the project that is there in Doha, we don't have another project like that in Malawi. And it's a very, very unique project. I'm told now they have even recruited Dr. Chipala, who is somebody that I've known all my life.
Mm.
And I know that he'll do a good job there. But it's a project that we all need in this country.
Well, thank you for that. We're also very proud of that program.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me also just say...
Yeah, it's a very unique project.
Let me also just say, Mrs.
Bonnet... And you see, Napoleon Zombe won the annual Man of the Year here in Malawi because of that project.
Correct. Exactly right. And in fact, yeah. I was just going to say that really one of the most critical components to making all of this work is the fact that we have trusted partners in Malawi, in Napoleon Zombe, as well as
that
with Moses Kombe.
That is true. And he enjoys a lot of respect in this country. He enjoys a lot of respect because he has sacrificed a lot throughout his adult life. He used to be a very, very successful businessman. He doesn't have all that anymore because he dedicated most of his time to helping the underprivileged in this country.
Well, and he has traveled the world with us to share the message of Nourish the Children and the work that's being done in the village there.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We just want you to know how much we appreciate your support of Napoleon and Moses as well in making this program possible.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much. We are the ones who are most grateful because of what we are able to do through this support in this country. And as I said earlier, it's extremely difficult for us to make people out there, the million plus people that are supporting us, to understand how their sacrifice and how their donation is helping the children of this country, unless they get here and see.
Well, and let me assure you, Mrs. Bonda, that not only are the hundreds of people on this call passionate about continuing to support these causes in Malawi, but there are another nearly 1 million people around the world who are eager to participate in this program and help with the needs that the is addressing in Malawi.
Ah, need to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm very, very grateful for this.
Back to you, Steve.
Okay, well, thank you, Truman, and Vice President Bonda, thank you for your inspiring words. This is
Thank you very much.
You live in a remarkable place with some of the most wonderful people on Earth who face some of the most difficult challenges on Earth. It's an inspiring thing.
I know.
It's an inspiring thing that people with your commitment are there to try to rescue and change. So thank you for your service.
No, thank you very much indeed for your support, and thank you very much to all those around the world that are making it possible for us to achieve so much here in Malawi.
What should we go tell our people? Well, if you could speak to our million people, what would you say to them?
Yeah, what I would say to them is that on our part, Joyce Banda's part, I will do all it takes until the job is done. I have decided that I shall work and work and work, improve the lives of children until the job is done. My sincere hope is that all those million people around the world will not forsake us. They will stand by us and help us to achieve our goal. When we sat down here, we decided that we're going to try to reach 10,000 children in the next 5 years. And I'm sure that with their support, we shall continue to work and we shall make it. And I have no doubt whatsoever that Napoleon stands determined here to support us and to help us. And I will work together with him to make sure that we reach as many people as possible. I am the vice president now, but this is an elected post. But my work in the Joyce Banda Foundation is a lifetime commitment. So whether I'm vice president or I'm not, everybody knows that Joyce Banda Foundation comes first.
Oh, that is an inspiring thing. Thank you for your commitment.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
you very much.
I would like to conclude this call with thanking all the participants. We so appreciate Steve and Truman and Moses, and particularly the Right Honorable Joyce Banda. We are so grateful for all the support that is given by our distributors and our customers and all those who make this possible. Because clearly we know that it's the donations of the Vitamil that make all of this possible that is making such a difference. So thank you. We wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year in which we can do more good. Thank you and goodbye.